Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a chemical-free way to get rid of ant beds. It's all about harnessing the power of nature. Pretty cool, right?
Absolutely. Sounds intriguing. So how does this natural ant bed removal method actually work?
Well, it's surprisingly simple. It all comes down to disrupting the ant's environment, specifically temperature. Ant larvae are particularly vulnerable to temperature changes. They can only survive between 75 and 96 degrees Fahrenheit. This method exploits that weakness.
Got it. Target the vulnerable young. But what about the adult ants? They seem pretty resilient.
Good question. The worker ants are cold-blooded, so extreme temperatures make them uncomfortable, encouraging them to relocate. The method involves covering the ant bed with a black garbage bag. The bag traps heat, raising the temperature under the plastic and essentially cooking the ant bed. Simple but effective.
A slow cooker for ants? That's quite ingenious. But how long does this process usually take?
In the video, Dominic recommends setting it up in the afternoon, letting it bake throughout the following day, and removing the plastic on the third day around evening. He even shows how he uses a meat thermometer. Any thermometer will do to check the temperature under the plastic. It's a pretty effective method. He claims to have never had ants return to a bed treated this way.
So, 3 days of ant bed baking? I'm curious, does he mention anything about the ideal weather conditions for this?
He actually does this the day after mowing the lawn, mentioning it works best with low grass. He mentions that the outside temperature is 84 degrees Fahrenheit. While he doesn't explicitly state ideal weather conditions, I'd assume a sunny, warm day would work best to maximize the heat buildup under the plastic. A cloudy or rainy day might not be as effective in reaching those critical temperatures.
That makes sense. Sunny days are ideal for baking anything, even ant beds, it seems. This entire method seems almost too good to be true. Are there any downsides or potential issues he mentions?
Not really. He emphasizes that it's chemical-free and safe enough for kids to help with, although supervision is always a good idea when dealing with anything like this. He's really promoting it as a natural, effective, and safe way to deal with ant problems.
So, no downsides mentioned so far. Interesting. It's great to hear about a natural pest control method that actually works.
Exactly. It's always great to find eco-friendly solutions like this. Personally, I'm impressed by how simple yet clever the method is. It's definitely something I'd be willing to try if I had an ant problem.
Me too. It's definitely a fascinating alternative to chemical treatments. Thanks for sharing this. It's quite insightful.
You got it. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more tips and tricks. Bye.
Goodbye.